The one leper who returned is meant to be an image of us. Us right here, right now. The leper coming back to Jesus, glorifying God, falling at the feet of Jesus, and thanking him. That's meant to be an image of us. Right here and right now. If you could go and interview the other nine, though, and just go ask them, why didn't you come back? Why didn't you return? You know, this isn't a parable. These are 10 real people. 10 real lepers who were healed by Jesus, and there were 9 of them who didn't return. If you went and asked him earnestly and honestly, why didn't you come back? What reasons would they give? I mean, I'm sure they have reasons, right? Perhaps one would say that I didn't realize I was healed. Well, your body was rotting in on itself, eating itself, and body parts are falling off, as leprosy does. And then that wasn't happening. And it was completely healed. I didn't realize I was healed. I'm sure there are a lot of good intentions, though. You know, I was going to go back, but other things came up. Other things happened. I never made it. I was going to, though. Or I'm sure some, because if you'd asked the 9, I know you'd have probably more than even 9 reasons. But perhaps some as well, I'd ask them, weren't you grateful? Like when that happened, when you were healed, like what happened in your heart? Wasn't there any gratitude? And one of the 9 might respond, of course I was grateful. I was incredibly grateful. But I didn't have to go back to Jesus to show him that I was grateful, to express my gratitude. I expressed that gratitude and went on my way as I was heading off. Any of the reasons, if you go ask them, though, and you speak with the 9, and you let them give you the reasons why they didn't return in gratitude, would any of those reasons leave you at the end of it saying, well, that seems to make sense. I understand that. No! They had leprosy. They were condemned to a miserable, horrible death where the body eats itself. And not just that, but it was a death and an isolation from everyone until that point. They weren't even able to join the other Israelites in worshiping God. That this was your fate, death, and a miserable, awful one, and you've been completely healed and saved from that. The only response that makes sense in being overwhelmed with gratitude is to return to Jesus and to do as the one leper did, come back glorifying God, falling at the feet of Jesus and worshiping him, giving thanks to him. This one leper and the beautiful thing happening in his heart and in his actions, this is meant to be an image of us right here, right now. There's no healing that we hear of, and there's many different healings in the Gospels. There's not one of them that's not meant to speak to us and that's not meant to point to a higher healing that Jesus has done and is doing in his people. The leprosy is a sign of death. It's a sign of sin. The reality of our lives as Christians is a reality that we're meant to live from, that we have been healed in a very real way. Those waters of baptism, you were dead. You were destined for death before the waters of baptism, And now you have been saved through those waters and being washed in those waters as Naaman was. And you've been brought back to life. Anytime we re-enter that death through mortal sin, every time we come and confess our sins and receive through the words of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, we receive a real healing. You were dead and now you're alive again. I didn't realize I was healed. You were dead. And now you're alive. And everything that Jesus is doing in your life, everything he's doing and every path that he's leading you on, what he's doing in the midst of that is he's working his healing within you. He's working his healing within you. Because the healing, it happened in baptism, it's renewed in the sacraments, in reconciliation, it's renewed in the sacrament of healing, the Eucharist, and it's renewed and is deepened continually in every circumstance of our lives. St. Paul, in the gospel verse, the Alleluia verse, we hear him say, in all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. In all circumstances, give thanks. The secular world and positive psychology, to its credit and to its benefit, it speaks a lot of gratitude as well. And it's important. Gratitude and the truth that you probably heard, and it's the absolute truth, that it's grateful people who are happy. It's people who live in gratitude who are happy. It's not happy people who are then grateful. That's true. But it never gets to the point of grateful to whom? Grateful to whom? To the universe? To other people? Yes, but that doesn't capture all of it. It's grateful to whom? It leads to a worship of a God. What God, though? And the other thing with gratitude is it's really easy to be grateful, even for the leper who is healed, when we see the things that God is doing in our lives, in which we see him acting in ways that our heart is overwhelmed with gratitude. But St. Paul in the Alleluia verse, in all circumstances, give thanks. In every moment, give thanks to the Lord. When your heart is torn with grief and you're filled with doubt and despair, you turn to God and you give him thanks. When you're in the midst of tragedy, for the heart to turn and say, Lord, I thank you because I know that you are with me in the midst of this, and I know that you are working a deep and beautiful healing in this. This is a gratitude that comes from faith, not just from positive thinking. Positive thinking can't do that, or it looks stupid because it's a lie. It's only from faith, knowing that it's God who is a good God who is leading you, that you're able to respond in all circumstances, thank you, Lord, praise your name. Think of it in its most extreme. In the Old Testament, Job. His family dies, he loses everything, and yet his response to God is, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord now and forever. A heart that gives praise to God and thanks to him. That's where he continues to heal us, because every healing is aimed toward the final healing that Jesus came for, and that's the healing of us with God. It's aimed toward the healing of resurrection and eternal life. If Jesus answered every single prayer you brought to him right now in your life, every single prayer, just as you wanted it answered, was answered, But if it didn't bring us to a deeper, more profound worship of him and a deeper gratitude of him, those miracles, those healings meant nothing. They were toward our damnation instead of our salvation. Because what this leper who returned in thanksgiving to God is meant to be is an image of us right here, right now. This account, an encounter of Jesus with the lepers, is an image of Eucharistia. It's an image of the way that Jesus has given us to give thanks to him. How do we thank Jesus? He's given us the way to thank him. And he gives us himself there as the means to thank him. And so they come, recognizing, the one does, recognizing he's been healed. This is our Christian life. Recognizing throughout everything, Jesus has healed us and he is healing us. They return, glorifying God in a loud voice. What do we begin the liturgy with? We glorify God in a loud voice. And then we fall on our knees before Jesus, giving thanks, giving Eucharistia. You fall on your knees as we enter into the Eucharistic prayer. The word Eucharistia itself, thanksgiving. The way that we render thanks to Jesus for the healing that he's at work in our lives and that he has done in our lives. And then he sends this leper forth. Go. Your faith has healed you. Your faith has saved you. This is what practicing your faith looks like. This one leper who returned, his faith is being lived out here. He's practicing his faith. What does it look like to practice your faith, to be a practicing Catholic? It's doing what the leper, the one leper who returned, did. Recognizing our healing, coming back, and this continuous return to Jesus, this continuous return to him every week, giving glory to him, falling on our knees before him and worshiping him, giving thanksgiving to him. This is the beautiful thing happening in the heart of this one leper. It's a salvation that's come alive within his soul. And it's the beautiful and powerful thing that we do right here, right now. Falling on our knees before Jesus and giving thanksgiving to him, giving Eucharistia to the praise of his name.